June, thank you so much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Ruby. Thanks for the great introduction. And I must say I 100% concur with you.
Oh, thank you. Now, how do businesses and retailers harness the holiday season to make a profit?
I think through the sense of obligation that your children or your spouse will be disappointed and feel let down if you don't observe the tradition of giving Christmas presents. The business and retailers use guilt, don't they? Including sowing in our minds the thought that the amount of money we spend on the presents is somehow equal to the love we feel for our loved ones. A news item on ABC television an hour ago demonstrated the retail shopping hype. Westfield released balloons filled with gifts and people were crushed in the retail rush, with some sustaining injuries to their arms, necks, backs and legs. And if I may also, adding to all this, an item arrived in my inbox from the US this morning with the headline, "Is Alexa the new Santa?" To quote, children are asking Alexa to bring them presents their parents didn't order. A five-year-old boy ordered a Tesla. Fortunately for his family, Amazon delivered Tesla-branded running pants rather than a car. A mother says her four-year-old learned how to use her iPad to shop on Amazon and boxes arrived. He was jumping up and down with excitement that he had ordered all this stuff. And just to finish our discussion on this question, the Wall Street Journal is reporting on the generation gap over church at Christmas. The subheading explains strains surface when millennial children who really attend religious services visit baby boomer parents who do. The article cites a report that 52% of boomers see Christmas as a religious holiday compared to 32% of millennials.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, like, there is kind of this kind of obligation, absolutely, and that is absolutely terrifying hearing about, you know, the injuries, from Christmas shopping. That's crazy.
Yeah, which just supports your introduction. You know, it has become an absolute retail hype and frenzy.
Absolutely. Now, why do you think Christmas has been marked, I guess, as a season of spending?
I think it was meant to be a season of gratitude. We feast to remember what heaven is like. It's supposed to remind us of God's gift to us. And so we are supposed to have the joy of giving and receiving at this time. So spending comes along with it.
Of course. I mean, like, you know, it's only natural, right?
Yes, well, exactly.
I mean, like, natural and not natural, you know, man-made naturalism, I guess.
Well, exactly. It's become normalised, really, and we've taken the focus off the true meaning of Christmas, which, of course, is God's gift to us, and focus instead of on the retail and the sort of marketing, as you said, hype and, you know, causing us to spend. And of course, you and I know that people are now facing credit card debt that is unprecedented.
Of course. Now, this is
spending is fine, but within our limits, I think, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, is it necessarily a bad thing that this has happened, or do you think this is kind of inevitable to our globalised and, I guess, kind of capitalist society?
Sure. Well, I think it's both inevitable and sad, right? As in, the trivial and tacky has taken over the deep spiritual meaning. Instead of giving to the poor, we indulge in conspicuous consumption and so on. Maybe on our planet at the moment, a little restraint wouldn't be a bad thing. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I guess the biggest question of our interview, has Christmas been commodified?
Totally it has. But then again, marketers commodify everything, don't they? That's their job.
It's up to us
to resist it, maybe, to find ways to let the message of peace on earth to all mankind not be obscured, to start celebrating Christmas as a recognition of God's amazing gift to our world. And I think that's really important. And I was just reflecting the other day, they have graphic warning messages on packs of cigarettes. They have drink responsibly on bottles of wine. Perhaps it wouldn't hurt or be a bad thing to start putting warning messages, you know, please spend, you know, responsibly. and think, you know, about what you're spending on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, June, thank you so much for coming on. It's been great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Ruby, and I wish you and all the listeners a blessed Christmas and a wonderful New Year.